The Redeemed Life Radio broadcast is a ministry of Redeemed Church, now meeting at Groove Nation Performing Arts Center, 3000 Columbia House Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Come experience Redeemed Church live this Sunday at 10:30.
Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message. Our foundation text is this, Luke chapter 2, verse 10. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold," we're kind of taking a snapshot here of the, if you know the Christmas story, the shepherds, right? "For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." So these shepherds are hanging out on the hill with the sheep. And this angel appears to them. Obviously, that was terrifying to these guys out in the middle of the night. You know, they might have thought, okay, is this angel coming to kill us? Or, you know, and whatever they were thinking. And the angel's first remark is, "Do not be afraid," right? I'm bringing you good news. Good news, great joy. And this is for everybody, not just you, right? So that is, for a lot of us, we read a verse like that, "Oh yeah, I've heard that verse." Yeah. Well, no, we need to apply that, okay? So therefore, I should not be afraid because there's good news. Christmas is really, you know, good news to the world, to those who believe in Jesus, obviously. Not to everybody. If you don't believe in Jesus, if somebody has rejected Jesus, then it's actually kind of bad news, I guess, to that person, right? If the person does not accept Jesus and what Jesus has done, then by default, they are condemned forever. And it's not Jesus' fault, it's not your fault, it's that person's fault. That's part of what I believe will make hell hell, was that it was so easy to just, if I just would have believed it, right? But they wouldn't. They wouldn't receive it. They wouldn't believe it. They loved other things more than God, you know, and so forth. So the angel comes and says, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." Joy can be defined, just a few simple definitions here. Cheerful. We're talking about being joyful. Can you be fearful, doubtful, miserable? Right? Or we can be cheerful, joyful, gladness. I like these terms here, calm delight. The joy of the Lord calms us down, right? It brings a calming effect. I remember I've had two surgeries in my lifetime, in my knee. And I remember when they plugged me into that, whatever they plugged me into, all of a sudden, I was calm. I was anxious, and it turned to calmness. And then I woke up, and it was all over. Right? And the joy of the Lord brings a calmness. It brings a peace that the world does not understand. And that's what this angel is coming to tell these guys, is there is a great calm coming. When Jesus comes into your life, it brings a great peace, the Bible says, that passes your understanding. Amen. Anybody ever experienced that before? You're in the middle of something and you just turn to Jesus and it brings a calm, right? That's who He is. Jesus is not about being fearful. I remember when I was a kid, I had this kind of repetitive dream when I was a kid. I don't know what it was, but I'd be out in the backyard playing and mom's out in the garden doing stuff. And all of a sudden there's this huge face of Jesus in the sky and I start getting sucked up into heaven and it's freaking me out. I mean, I'm terrified. And mom's just like, Jesus just wants to talk to you. And I'd be, no. And then I'd wake up in this cold sweat, you know? And I'd have that dream over and over. Same dream. And why I didn't figure it out in the third or fourth time that, oh, it's the same dream. I don't know. But it was this fear thing. Jesus is not about fear. He doesn't show up to terrify you. He brings a great calm. That's one of the great ways to know that you're in the plan of God for your life. When there's this, you're in the middle of a storm, and yet there's a great calm on you. Everybody else is freaking out, but you are just at peace, right? This is the kind of joy we're talking about. It's not this, you know, this thing you put on in your flesh and that kind of thing. It's a spiritual force that Jesus brings. Calmly happy. That doesn't mean we don't, you know, get exuberant and that kind of thing, but it's a peace word as well. To be well off, to be well. You just have a feeling, you know what? Everything's going to be okay. And when Jesus is in charge, when he's Lord of our life, you just know, you know what? Everything's going to be all right. The Lord has got this. He's got me. He's got my family. There's been times before where my wife and kids were out doing stuff, and it was like an hour past when they were supposed to be back home. It's stormy outside. They're not answering the phone, and you start going places in your head. And one night I remember, there's this sports talk radio show that I listen to sometimes, little pieces of stuff like that during the day as well on my lunch break or whatever periodically. And one of his key phrases when he has an interview or something, he'll say, as promised, I have Derek Jeter from the New York Yankees on the phone. As promised, you know. And my family pulls up in the driveway about an hour after they're supposed to be home. And I was like, thank you, Lord, they're home. And he said, as promised. He promises protection, right? So there's no need for us to get all frazzled and fearful. You can't be fearful and cheerful at the same time. Amen? So the peace of God brings this great calm. And again, sometimes when there's a great calm, you've seen it in the movies, right? And sometimes we go to the movie that we saw or whatever. And right before the great calm, what's happening next? Right? It's going too well in this movie. Something horrible is about to happen. And so your head just goes in these circles, you know? Oh, man, there's this great calm. Things are going well in my life. Must mean there's something terrible coming around the corner. Come on, where does that come from? That's not from Jesus, right? He is the Prince of Peace. Amen. We can have peace today, tomorrow, the next day, because he is Lord of it all. Amen. So we're going to look at this. And if you flip back to Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 33, we're talking about the joy, keeping the joy in Christmas. Christmas in itself, if we allow it to, can be a stressful season, right? A pressure season, a season where people get into regrets and remorse or sorrow or these kind of things, or just the pressure of the holidays. I remember, you know, one of the biggest, quote, discussions, heated discussions that my wife and I have ever had was about the Christmas tree. It was like our first or second Christmas tree, probably the first one when we had Lacey, when she was old enough to understand what we were doing. And some of us wanted the tree to look like a family tree, and some of us wanted the tree to look like the mall. And I'll tell you, it caused a discussion between my wife and I. It is supposed to be this happy time. And the kids, I can't remember how many kids we had at that point. It might have been two or three. And we got four. But they knew, you know what? There's no joy in the house right now because we're arguing about the tree, right? Amen. So when our traditions get messed with, that shouldn't mess with our joy. Amen? And us husbands, we probably should just let it go and let mom make the decisions on that stuff. I just chose to, you know what? You just tell me what we're doing with the tree. And we'll just roll with it. Amen. Praise the Lord for a tree, right? And I remember, even as a kid, you know, the big thing for me was some of the music that we listened to as a kid. And all those are on vinyls, you know. And so I don't get that anymore. Unless I want to go hang out at my mom's house for 3 days and go through all the vinyls, you know, that tradition is just not there anymore. And so, you know, Christmas ought not be about just traditions. Because traditions can change when you get married, when you know, you're moving along, this kind of thing. We need to get past that stuff and just say, you know what, this is about Jesus. He's alive. And I just need to turn loose of that stuff that was, you know, coming on me over the years and it seems so important. We can get so into our traditions that it can turn the cheerful into angerful and resentful. And, you know, well, it wasn't really Christmas because this didn't happen this year, right? Well, we didn't decorate right, or we didn't put the lights up on the right day, or you know what I'm saying? It's like we get so into these traditions, and it's not about the traditions. It's about the birth of our Lord and Savior. Amen? So, we're looking at the joy. We have such joy. We're going to look at a couple of things in the next couple of weeks. Today, I want to look at this. We have such joy. Well, why do we have such joy? Well, because it's Christmas. Woohoo! Well, yeah. Praise the Lord. It's Christmas. But here's a couple good reasons why. Today, we want to look at this. I have such joy because I am highly favored of God. Somebody say, I am highly favored. Now, that's something that doesn't change with the wind. It doesn't change with, well, we didn't have snow this year. It wasn't Christmas. Well, we couldn't go to Mama's house this year, so it wasn't Christmas. Well, so-and-so passed away this year. It'll never be Christmas again. You know what I'm saying? These are things people deal with, right? Amen. Well, look at Luke chapter 1. Verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, here we got another angel showing up. Amazing. Can you imagine what that must have been like? The shepherd or Mary? Joseph, he came to him by a dream. I don't know why, but I guess maybe he wasn't listening all that well. But us guys, you know, sometimes we got to be asleep before we get it, you know. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice. See, that's a joy word. Rejoice is a joy word. And sometimes we have to rejoice. Just because we had joy yesterday, today I'm going to have to rejoice, right? Get back, keep the joy going. Rejoice, highly favored one. Highly favored one. Highly favored one, right? The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. The angel said to her, don't be afraid. There it is again. Mary, for you have found what? Favor. With God. Favor is a great reason, I mean, to be joyful. When you start getting down into your spirit, this is why it's important to watch what you listen to and what you allow into your ears and what you receive. Don't you know you don't have to receive everything from everybody? Even if that person knows you? Well, you ain't never going to do that because you're this. Well, no, excuse me, I'm a son of God. And I am highly favored of God. Well, yeah, but he was talking to Mary. No, you got to listen. We have the ability with the entire Word of God to see the whole picture here. Mary was chosen to what? To bear Jesus in her body. Mary is a patriarch of the faith, much like Abraham, father of the faith. Mary, I guess we could say, is the mother of the faith, right? Literally, right? Moses bore the word of God on tablets of stone. Mary bore the word of God in her body. Amen, right? Patriarch of the faith. But Jesus came to invoke favor of God on everyone who believes in him. Everyone. Not just a chosen couple. Praise the Lord. That's good news. That kind of, when we get that down into our spirits and start to understand what it is to be favored of God, you are God's favorite child. Let's all say it out loud. I am God's favorite child. Yeah, you are. And he's big enough that we all can be his favorite. He loves you as much as he loves Jesus. Yes, he does. Amen. We are favored sons and daughters of God. This doesn't change with those traditions or the facts or whatever else. This is ongoing. And guess what? It doesn't stop on December 26th. That to me also was kind of a sad day. You know, oh, time to put it all back until next year, right? No, no, no. The joy just keeps on going. We are highly favored every day of the year because we're sons and daughters of God. So we rejoice in that because we're highly favored. That's a good reason to be full of the joy of the Lord. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, let me see how far I'm supposed to go, 33. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, considered what manner of greeting this was. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never, or of his kingdom, there will be no end." Man, that's good news, right? And she probably didn't fully understand what all that meant. She's probably a 14 or 15-year-old girl at that point. But praise God, she yielded to the will of God right there and became the servant of God and bore Jesus in her body. Amen. And wow, the joy of the Lord is now on this planet and available to everyone who believes. Praise God. So we see that favor of God in operation there. And that's a great reason to be joyful, because we are highly favored. There's a few verses here I want to look at before we pray. Psalm 44:3. Because it's important when you see something in the Word to find a couple other scriptures that support it too. Amen. Psalm 44:3. For they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, it's talking about God, capital Y, your right hand, your arm, the light of your countenance, because you favored them. Now the same God that spoke to David or the psalmist right here is speaking to us today. It's not your sword or your work or your effort that's gaining you this great salvation, this great joy. It's the favor of God on your life. Amen? It's the same, that's the same reason he's going to heal your body, the same reason he's going to prosper you, the same reason he's got a purpose and a plan for our lives that goes beyond what we do and what we're doing today and this kind of thing, because we are highly favored of God. It's a good thing to practice saying out loud, "I am highly favored of God this morning, this afternoon. Lord, I thank you that I am highly favored by you." That sounds kind of selfish, but it also, you know, it's just what, we're just saying what the Word of God says. If we don't believe it and don't get it into us, then, you know, we're going to be limited in our ability to receive from God and be used by him. What I don't see Mary saying this to the angel, "Oh, but, you know, I'm of the lowest family and the lowest income and I don't have very good education and I've got these problems in my life." And she didn't go there, did she? Amen. And so neither should we. You've received Jesus. You are highly favored. Now, God loves everybody. He loves the whole world. But those who've received what his son has done, highly favored. Highly favored. That's just the truth. Amen. Isaiah 61, verse 10 says this, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. See, we're not rejoicing in ourselves or in our successes or in our whatever we think is great about us, right? That's the world way of thinking is, you know, build yourself up. Well, no, we build Jesus up, right? We rejoice in the Lord. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. And isn't that a key thing right there? If I'm putting my joy in anything else but God, it is subject to change. I am joyful in my looks. Some people are. But guess what? Our looks are going to change. Amen, right? I am joyful in my great position, you know, at the office. Well, that is subject to change. What if tomorrow everything changed at the office and I was not there anymore? Does that all of a sudden put me in this detriment? No. My joy is in my God, right? I'm joyful because I'm married to Shelley, right? Well, that's not good either, right? Now, that's the closest relationship we will ever have on planet Earth with another human being, right? But our joy ought not be in our spouse either. That puts a lot of pressure on our spouse. We think, you know, I love her. But to go up and say, I need you, we're not needy people. We're joyful people. We're independent people in Jesus. My joy is in my God, not in another person on this planet. Amen, right? So whether you're single or married or, you know, whatever the case may be in that area, our joy isn't based there. It's based in Jesus. Amen. That's the relationship that will never change, will never go away. Amen. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. Sounds like favor, right? He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and a bride adorns herself with her jewels. So this is how our God thinks of us. So therefore, we ought to think of us that way. Not tearing ourselves down and downcast and these kind of things. He sees you saved. When it says, you know, clothed with the garments of salvation. Salvation doesn't just include, you know, you're going to heaven someday. It includes the power of God active in your life. It includes a purpose for your life. It includes health in your life. It includes the blessing of God in your life. It covers every aspect of life. Amen. And then when he says the robe of righteousness, he's put the robe of righteousness on you. That means we don't call ourselves just an old sinner. Well, I'm just a humble old sinner. Well, no, I was a sinner, but now I'm saved by grace, so I've become the righteousness of God. The word of God says Jesus became sin so I could be made his righteousness. Right? So we need to say that about ourselves because that's what he says about us. We might even want to just walk around asking ourselves, what's the blood of Jesus say about that? Right? Symptom tries to come on us. Yeah, well, it's flu season. Everyone else is getting it. But what's the blood of Jesus say about that? Because, see, I'm highly favored. So just because Joe Schmo has the flu doesn't mean I'm going to get it. Because I'm highly favored of God. Amen. And we don't use that to, you know, hoard it over on people, but we understand it in our spirits that we don't go there because we are children of the Most High God. He's into, you know, we're putting ornaments on the trees and making the trees look beautiful. God is into ornamenting your life with beautiful things that we don't even know about. We trust him. We allow him to lead us and guide us and provide for us. But I'll tell you what, he's into beautifying our lives. Inwardly, outwardly, in every area of it. Amen. Why? Because I'm his favorite. Amen. And so are you. Praise the Lord. A couple more verses real quick. Psalm 5:12. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. Who are the righteous? Somebody say, I am. If you've received Jesus as Lord of your life, you are the righteous. With favor, you will surround him. And when it says him, it means her too. You will surround him. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. Amen. And during my prayer time this morning, the Lord gave me this picture of like being in a bubble. And he's like, you know what? You're not even going to really be hearing what's going on out there because it's not going to get to you. What the world is saying, what the facts are saying. And I believe that's a word for us as a body. That favor is so, you know, just completely, we're wrapped up in it, that the stuff the rest of the world is dealing with isn't even going to touch you. And what that will do is that will start drawing other people toward the Savior, because they'll start looking at you saying, why aren't you all worried about this thing at work or that disease or the threat of some crazy thing? Well, because I'm highly favored of God. I have Jesus as Lord of my life, and so can you.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free, full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington, 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.